Good morning, and a friendly reminder that our learning and all the learning we're doing this week is being sponsored Le'iloi Nishmas Simcha Ben Avram, a 92-year-old really special Mr. Simon Wenger, who was an individual who really appreciated every single gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and lived a life that way as well. Yehi Zichro Baruch. The Chovos HaLevavos has pointed out to us that we need to keep certain things in mind and develop an appreciation for them each and every day. Well, one of the things that perhaps we want to turn around and recognize is the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. Giving the Torah and having it into in our lives is an incredible opportunity. The Torah clears up doubt, but it doesn't just clear up doubt, it inspires. It's something that when we have it, it's not just something that we hold on to. It's something that gives us life in and of itself. You have to understand, says Rav Chatzkel Levenstein, who tells a story that once a box came to his house, and he used it as a basis to consume and assume that there is a concept of Torah min haShamayim. So the Talmidim came running over to see what was inside this great box that was going to prove that there was a Torah. And the Rebbetzin was there, and she takes out a machine. A machine that was there and designed to make life easy. And as the Rebbetzin is trying to figure out this machine, this beautiful life-saving device, she realizes how frustrated she was going to be in the process. Until someone said, "Well, Rebbetzin, why don't you read the little booklet that came along with the machine? You and I know that as an instructional manual." And Rav Chatzkel said, "See, the Torah is the instructional manual for the machine called life, for the machine called you and me. It beats an Apple. You know, Apple, when they make their new products, they don't usually send you an instruction booklet." I once asked somebody in an Apple store why that was, and he said, "Because they figured you'll learn it better if you come without direction, without instruction." It's interesting, the Gemara in Erevin says that if the Torah wouldn't have been given, we would have learned how to act from watching the animals, perhaps, but quite honestly, we're better off because we have the Torah. We're better off because we could learn both midos tovos and midos ra'os from watching animals. Our job in life is to learn how to discriminate, and the Torah doesn't make us go ahead and discriminate. The Torah gives us the opportunity to run, to cleave to the Torah, to run to catch the Torah. And so the Chovos HaLevavos tells us, think twice before you walk out. Think twice before you turn around and say, "Oh, I don't want to hear that issue," or "I don't want to hear that word of Torah." Run to the other opportunity. Hit the button and try to listen. There's so many opportunities for a person to grab a minute or two of Torah. If we make the cheshbon with ourselves, how lucky we are that Hashem selected us and gave us the right to the Torah, the right to the instruction manual to run the bodies that we have and to run the world that we are living in. If we use it to our advantage, life becomes more full and our appreciation for the instruction book greater, and our days are filled with greatness, including this one. Have a great day.